Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button bunts towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Goodman moves to third. Smith moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is one for one in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is one for one in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is one for one in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Stevens moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 1 in the game. Casale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks pinch hits for early win. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Hicks reaches second base with a double. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Minoso scores. Sievers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman strikes out. There goes Sievers. The throw from Sullivan and Sievers is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball towards center. Landis catches it and throws to second to double up Button. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bauman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Turk Lown now pitching. Ted Williams pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Bill Monbouquet pinch runs for Ted Williams. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Don Ferraris now pitching. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Guile now catching. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Smith reaches second base with a double. Torgerson moves to third. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Don Ferraris. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.